Man, you got any spare change?
Sorry, bro, I'm all out, man.
Man, I got these cheeseburgers, man.
I don't want any cheeseburgers.
Please, man. I suck your dick.
Ew. Get out of here, man. Get out of here.
It hurt me to wake up and see my beautiful black people suffer, victimized by the oppressive, harsh realities of the hood. I guess even though we were free, we were still slaves in their mind.
Master!
From the fifth floor at Dominion Tower, downtown Norfolk, recorded live at Stuffin' Things Studios, it's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked Child and Das Trooper. On the show tonight is DJ, music enthusiast, and white girl connoisseur, Q. And now, they ain't got no cheeseburger, so they're getting right to the dick, Wicked and Das.
Oh my fucking God, this is how we're starting it. This is what we're doing? This is, all right, straight to the dick. All right, so, I'm your boy, Das Trooper.
And I'm your boy, Wicked Child.
All right, and today...
And the man that you can't see, but he has his hands firmly in his face.
In his face.
Is Mr.
Around the dick.
Right, hands right around the dick. Mr. Q.
Woo!
I can't even talk right now, but hey.
Woo!
All right, let's get the show on the road. Where's the dick?
What up, man? How you feeling?
I'm good. How's you?
I'm doing good, you know what I mean? It feels like, you know, you're kind of skittish, look kind of nervous, kind of scared. You got to loosen up there, daddy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to see me loose?
Dude,
hey.
Got to get loose.
Right. Take that pants off, get loose as you want.
All right. Listen. All the skinny girls, get loose with it.
Hey, let Bruce Bruce hit it.
Exactly.
Hey.
All right, so we're going to start with what we typically do, the boringest part of the show.
How was your week?
And we will wait. Q, you will wait to get around to you. It seems like you got a lot on your mind you want to share, but we'll start with our normal boring routine. Hey, Wicked, what did you do with your week?
I went to work. But now, truthfully, though, week's been pretty eventful. I'm getting some stuff around. I'm getting ready to move my lady friend down here.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so I'm actually renting a car to go up there.
Got a Husky on the track, by the way. Always in the studio.
Husky live on track.
All right, and
ain't got no traction though.
No traction, Husky. He the worst. But so you're getting your girl down here. That's what's up. So how long have you been dating this girl?
Since December of 2013.
Man, that's and where she live?
Upper New York.
God damn. NY in the building, son. Anyway, so.
Now she in that part of NY that got cows and bovine and whatnot.
She live in Canada.
No! No!
she ain't about that wine and dine. She about that bovine.
Mm, nice. So, yeah, so you're getting prepped for that. So that's a pretty cool week. Other than that, editing the show, you know, he is our mixer extraordinaire.
Yeah.
You know, if there's level problems, you blame him and not fucking me.
That's right. And if there's some website problems, you blame me.
if it sounds horrible, you still blame him. But me, you can blame just me being quiet, being ignorant, being too sexy
for your
mama and for that ass.
That's right. And if you just know it from the podcast, you don't know how thick he is. Because what you can blame on him is that we ain't take no promo pictures yet.
Not yet, because I'm a lazy ass motherfucker photographer, nigga. But all right, so that's your
and
week.
See, and you would be able to visit us on Facebook, but...
Damn, you're just putting me all on blast right now. Okay, so let me write this down in my shit I got to do on top of being a struggling college student and not getting paid for photography. We got to make the Facebook page, and I got to run my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/DasStuffAndThings, all one word, all lowercase, Das, D-A-S, Stuff and Things. So Massa, you says I got to make the Facebook page, and I got to take our promo shots.
Yes. Because I run the website. I pay for the website.
Damn, nigga, just tell them everything. Shit. They're going to come for you first. And, oh, wait. Who books the talent? Who books the guests?
Touché.
Who did the scheduling?
Touché.
That's right, nigga. What up?
Who set up the calendar? You can put that schedule on.
Yo, you did set up the calendar. I really appreciate that. But okay. Is that it for your week? Tear me down. You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
And sorry. The fact that's not our soundboard is a damn shame.
I know. What the fuck are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we doing with our life?
All right. So anyway, is that your week?
That's my week.
And Tear Me Down.
That's right.
I'm going to cry on the first break, by the way. So, my week.
Well, he's really going to cry because we're sober this time.
I know, dude. This is the first sober fucking show. This is going to be horrible. No, fuck that.
No.
Exactly. Two times for a sober show because we got a lot of moving parts this weekend. Our guest has to play tonight for AMA. You're not. By the time you hear this, the weekend would have passed, but...
But you can look at all the pretty pictures they'll probably be taking.
Not by me because they didn't hire my ass as a staff photographer. So what's going to happen is... Exactly. So what's going to happen is you're going to hear the show on Monday and you're going to remember what he said before the show. But anyway, my week...
Are you going to play Negro Damas?
I mean, I could.
You going to make some predictions?
I could make some. We could do that later, actually. That's a good fucking idea. We'll do that later. But so, okay, my week. Focus. No, stop. Nice. But so, my week was school. Edited photos for rollerblader Casey Wilson.
For someone who actually did want you.
Yeah, right? But so, this past weekend, went to Raleigh, stayed with Ron Timms and skated with Ron Timms, Casey Wilson, James Shank, and Mike Briggs from Richmond. And I did photography, and I got two photos that were shot by me of Casey and Durham that are hopefully going to be used by Razor Skate Company. So I'm pretty fucking excited about that. And, threw shit out of my heel. And that past weekend and past that, school and not a whole lot.
I saw you post something about a frame.
Oh, I ripped a frame off a skate. All right, for those who don't know, for rollerblades, a frame is what holds your goddamn wheels on. And I jumped inside of a tire, and I landed. And when I jumped out of the tire, I landed, and I noticed that my frame was spinning through the air with the wheels still in it. They were still spinning, nigga. They were still spinning. And
they don't stop?
They did not stop.
So you got no spinners, huh?
Dude, I'm black. I got to. Come on now. And so that ends up with my week. Well, weekend and week. So now we going to have motherfucking Q.
All the air horn.
What was your week like there, Daddy?
Okay, so my week was, let's put it this way. Monday, went to school. Teacher's like, hey, you're black. I'm gonna call and make sure you're here. So while in school on Monday, I started coughing like I never coughed before, like I was dying. So I got up and left. So the teacher decides to make a quick joke, like, "Oh, you see, motherfuckers are already leaving." So like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna let it slide. Started turn black, like, you know what? Hey, fuck you, dude. But you know what? Hey, I'm good. Anyway, Tuesday, I wake up, I couldn't talk. Throat was closed.
Shit!
Like, okay. All right.
They got the black
death. Still, yeah, pretty much. Still went to work. Felt like death. Dude asked me at work, hey, why you sound like death? Because I feel like I'm dying. That's why. Wednesday, I call out. Now, with my job, for some strange reason, I'm the only motherfucker that cannot call out. If I call out, all hell breaks loose.
Got that new guy syndrome, it sound like.
I don't know. No? I've been there a year.
Oh, shit. So you ain't the newest shiniest motherfucker.
I ain't the shiniest motherfucker. All
right. So,
but anyway,
can't call out.
I call out. Well, I email out because that way.
I remember when I called out when we had snow one year, and like my boss was like, no, you can't call out. Like, I ain't leaving in this fucking foot of snow. Motherfucker came and picked me up. It's like, damn,
that's that dedication right there.
That's dedication. You are needed.
We need you.
It doesn't matter. Like experienced workers been here for their whole lives. Dudes who actually have work to finish. No, I'm coming in the snow to get your ass.
Like, damn.
Because we need you.
Trust you. So, yeah. All right, so that's Wednesday. Thursday.
Okay, so Wednesday, emailed out. No, this guy's still on Wednesday.
Oh, shit.
Emailed out. The reason I say email out because it's a track record. It's a written document. Say, hey, he emailed out on this day, so that way easier to track.
Yeah.
So while I'm at home dying, they're calling me and say, hey, where are you? Motherfucker, I emailed y'all at 7 o'clock this morning saying, I'm not coming to work. Well...
Why don't you do it the night before?
Yeah, but that was at 7. We thought maybe things had changed.
Yeah, no. Come to find out, magically, I work for an IT company. The internet was out. Tell me how the hell the internet goes out in an IT company.
That is beautiful.
Anyway. So
I figured maybe they didn't know how to check their email because that'd be about as good.
Oh, it was close. It was close. Because I was about to go
IT place.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, internet without
data is safe with us because shit knows we don't know how to access it.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much. So anyway, that was my work week in school. And so dealing with this stuff for AMA.
What's AMA?
Anime Mid-Atlantic.
Where is that at?
It is in Chesapeake, Virginia, off of Greenbrier Parkway.
Oh.
No. I stand corrected. Not Greenbrier Parkway. Greenbrier Circle.
It's in the cut.
It's in the cut. And technically, and ironically, I love this kind because it's literally across the street from my job.
Fuck yeah. My niggas gonna know how to find you.
They ain't gonna find me.
Oh, shit.
They ain't gonna
anyway,
find me.
Anyway,
I'm still on my week. I know I got the longest
No, nigga,
whatever.
It's okay.
Okay.
I know.
I'm not trying to. Okay. But anyway, so.
We're gonna ramble plenty later. Don't worry.
Oh, don't worry. It's gonna get bad.
Oh, I feel it coming.
That's starting, what she said.
It's a duck.
Is it coming in the air tonight?
I can feel it coming in your hair tonight.
Oh, yes. Right in the eye.
Yes.
I told you this episode can be all about dicks.
Dicks. Dixon.
You can't time this. You can't plan this. Right. Anyway, so earlier this month, I was like, hey, I got money. I'm going to be proactive. I know I'm possibly DJing this thing. I'm going to stay in Chesapeake. I book a hotel through Priceline. Yes, I am name dropping Priceline because they deserve this shit. Yeah. So I book a hotel. Book at a hotel across the street from my job. So that way, it's like, hey, I can plan out. Be like, cool. So some money situations are happening. So it's like, hey, let me just go ahead and cancel my reservation. So I go to the hotel. Say, hey, I'm broke. I need my money back. Hey, they replied, hey, you need to call Priceline. Okay, cool. So I'll call Priceline. Hey, so I got a situation going on. Kind of need to cancel my reservation.
Well, sir.
That's the best professional white dude voice I ever heard.
He's obviously studied at the school of Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I grew up on Richard Pryor.
Hell yeah. Anyway, keep it going.
So anyway.
So like, excuse me, sir. I hate to tell you this, but you can cancel your reservation, but you are going to keep your reservation fee.
Okay, so you know reservation fee.
Most
of the time, the reservation fee is like, what, 20, 30 bucks?
Yeah,
50 bucks
be.
At most. Oh, no.
What was Priceline?
Priceline was like, so the reservation fee is the full amount of the hotel rental.
Whoa, fuck no.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's 250 bucks.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker, did you hear did you hear the motherfucking words coming out of my mouth? Like, seriously, I need my money back. 250 bucks? You want to keep that?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Finders fee, nyuk.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why don't they just about to say it's uncancelable? Because ain't no
that's
point
what
in
she
canceling.
Said.
That, no, yeah, no, 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 no. They didn't say it was uncancelable.
No,
you can cancel the reservation.
They're going to rebook that room.
But they're going to keep your money. Yeah. And just rebook the room.
That's fucking lame.
Yeah, pretty much. So I was like, so I pretty much wrote them a nice email saying pretty much, I don't like being held hostage for a room. If I don't want the room, I should be able to get my money back.
Yeah.
Well,
as you know,
nigga, that's what they said.
As you know, most black people, they know the routine. I hate to give away trade secrets,
did
but.
Did you have a nigga moment?
No.
Yes.
Well, kind of, sort of. I didn't get nigger because I was at work. So, you know, it's only four black dudes at my job. Sorry.
Had to put on the affluent black voice?
Yeah, I had to put on the affluent black voice. So, pretty much that. Most black people's routine, if you don't get one answer, you go, it's like, I want to speak to the manager, or I want to speak to somebody
keep
higher. Keep moving up so you get an answer.
Moving on up.
To the east side. To the deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up. To the east side.
Okay, focus.
We finally got our piece of the pie.
Focus.
Sorry.
This is the longest week review ever.
Hey, But
I like it.
So anyway, fast forward, I talked to the dude. Dude was like, sir, it was in the policy. No, it wasn't. Technically it was, but hey, I can't see. The font was like maybe 0.5.
Man, you know I can't read?
Oh, God. So anyway, going back to this shit, fast forward to today. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Come to grips. At least I got a room.
Exactly. You ain't got to go all the way back.
Now what
30,
you do is you try to hustle that room somebody else. Hey, I got these cheeseburgers,
man.
I got this room, man.
You trying to stay in, man? Got these room. So anyway.
Oh, shit.
I fast forward. Anyway, I come to grips. Like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and get the room. I got it. I paid for it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Go to the hotel. Say, hi, my name is Quentin Friedle. I'm trying to do my reservation. oh, you're the person who's trying to email. Oh, really? What happened? Well, you know, we kind of overbooked, and so we had to technically cancel your reservation.
Oh, well, did they give you your monies?
I got a whole price line. I'm like, bitches, where my money? Where my money? Where is my motherfucking money? I needs my money on time.
So, and you ain't got no room, so you're going all the way back.
I drive back and forth. Hey, but hey, $250 versus driving back and forth. I take it.
Eh, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Take the L. Oh, shit, he might be crashing here at Stuff and Things Studios.
Oh, shit. And so with all that...
This button's going to get fucking broken.
I know. I know, so...
Maybe let's do it. It ain't working real healthy right now.
Okay. You know,
I'm wearing this motherfucking down.
So, yeah. So with all that being said and done, that's me getting off work at 3:30, driving all the way back to Newport News to get my stuff, driving up there, frantic and spazzing out because I couldn't find half of my stuff. Excuse me.
Nigga's supposed to prepare ahead. Like our show, we are a very professional show where we do everything on time. Right? Right, guys? Right? That's not included. Wicked, we are professional.
That's right. Time. That's why our guest was 2 hours late. We still won't ready.
Yeah. Hey, no, wait. We're professional.
Yeah, professional. And I do apologize for the 2 hour lateness because that also actually factored in because, one, I did not have my phone today. So, therefore, my phone was dead at home. So, I'm emailing people, talking to people. One person was telling me this. I got
pause. Why? Who the fuck leave their phone at home?
Look, man.
No, don't you blame me. You're a grown ass man.
Look, man.
Time's hard out there for
time's hard.
No, I don't want to hear that.
It's hard to hear for a pill.
Wicked's just as bad about this shit. Oh, why didn't you pick up your phone? Oh, I got my. Oh, that's right. I do have my phone on me.
I was.
What the fuck? No,
it's on silent because, you know, I ain't supposed to have it at work.
Yeah, I work places like that.
these motherfuckers.
Yeah, we have jobs. You can't take phones places.
Top flight security of the world, Craig.
Yeah.
Top
so anyway,
fuck security of the world. Anyway. Ooh.
Anyway, so had to go home get my stuff while trying to get my phone back on because you know people know about Samsungs. If it goes completely dead, it is a bitch trying to get the bitch to charge up.
Does it do that thing yet where it goes like to the red battery then restarts? Or something?
Yeah, several times. They're like, oh, I finally started to work. So yeah,
ZTE is like that too.
Take that. And then at HRBT traffic to it says, hey, we're only backed up to King Street. Nope, we're backed up to Armistead. Bitches. And then motherfuckers that don't know how to drive. And then, voila, I am here. And that was my week. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Now we may move on.
How dare you?
Did we both try to do the same thing at the same time?
It's because we're in each other's mind, Nyoko.
We're in our mind grapes.
Yeah, mind all fucking right, each other.
So that's that weekend review. We hope you guys enjoyed that. So you want to go?
That first break?
Yeah, that we'll hit up that first break. We'll hit some levels.
That's right. You gotta hit it or I'm gonna get it.
I think you got it.
It's been so long. Gave way, turning round, shutting down what the people say.
back. That cut off abruptly.
Coming back to the show.
Is it supposed to happen like
back?
That?
It's supposed to happen like that. Okay. Back to the show. Fuck everybody. I get to drink. Fuck everybody. No dry show for Doss. Doss gets a drink because it is his studio. He don't care. He don't care. And Wicked got a shot too. So everything happy, 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 happy. And Q. What up, Q?
What up?
Yeah.
So,
well, we're back.
And we're back. All right. So, last guest on the show, and this is a plug for the last show for all you lazy motherfuckers who don't listen to our shit. Mm-hmm. We got fucking.
If they're listening to this show, they probably listen to the last show.
Listen, we got analysis type shit, and I know when you be watching, don't be watching or listening. Listening. They can't see us, right?
You don't know when they listen, you know when they
visit. I think I listen like three times.
Yes. So, here the whole thing. Spike was the one that talked about DJing and promotional because Spike Pittman is a promoter and a light person for the area.
Yes. He knows that end of it.
He knows that end. So Q is a young DJ. He ain't young. He older than me, but he's new to the DJing world. He ain't new to music because he's black and whatnot.
Oh, dude.
So we're going to get some.
He knows a little bit of that. Just my imagination.
Once again.
Running away from me.
Ooh.
It was just my imagination running away with me.
It's a very musical show.
Y'all know about
so,
that. Know
all right, that. So we're going to do, since we said do's and don'ts of promotion and DJs, we're just going to ask Mr. Q.
Yes.
How long have you been DJing?
Okay, so honestly, how long I've actually been DJing?
Yeah, we're not saying, oh, you how many gigs you done? No. How long have you been practicing the arts?
How long have you been practicing the craft of the ones and twos?
Okay. Exactly.
All right, so passion-wise, I've been practicing since I was five.
Hell yeah.
Like, I mean, like, you know, some
grandma's turntables.
But see, that's the thing about it, I didn't have turntables. I had
like one turntable. I think I said that last time. It's like, yeah. I would play like Rocky V soundtrack because I got that from my church when I was like eight.
You never told that story, but anyway, that's
awesome. Oh, wow. But yeah, growing up, like, middle of nowhere Georgia is like, hey, so I want to be a DJ. Really can't really get stuff. Hey, I got tapes.
Hell yeah.
I got a dual cassette taper, one recorder. Let's do it. So I used to make my own mixtapes like that. Like
I'm pretty sure we all did.
Yeah, but see that's the thing about it. Everybody that says yeah, they used to make mixtapes, it was usually to the effect of okay, play song, stop, play song, stop, play song, stop. Mm-hmm. Mine actually blended together. Like, I was, quote, unquote, beat matching off of tape decks. And, like, trust me, that is a hard skill.
I believe it.
It is very hard.
So basically, since you was five, you had a love and joy. You took joy in mixing of the music and, as Wicked said, hitting them ones and twos. You've been working since you was five.
Yeah.
So, and then moving on, how long have you been playing gigs, as it were?
Okay, hello. I've been playing gigs, honestly, for a year.
For a year. See, so as I said, he is a young DJ in the area.
Yeah.
Now, so this is going to come from a young DJ perspective, not a young man's perspective. Don't get it confused. He has served our country.
Yes.
He has been married.
No, don't remind me.
This man has done some things, seen some shit.
Oh, well.
So he's now, well, oh, yeah, bro.
You don't get to be a white girl connoisseur overnight.
It's in the blood, honestly.
Yeah, you gotta taste the flavors.
Yeah. So white women aside, not really, you know, not literally white women aside.
I mean,
but never you mind. Know, but focusing. So you've been playing locally for a year. What advice would you give to DJs coming in like you were coming in a year ago? What just one tidbit of advice that you know that if you heard it when you started, you would have been a lot better off.
In all honesty, if I would have heard this, if I could have told myself this last year, well, it was two things, honestly. It was one, don't get discouraged. And two, don't buy the most expensive deck possible.
Now, we got to know, most expensive deck possible. I'm not a DJ type person. I don't know music very well, and i.e. mixing music and like the peripherals involved. But Spike went over CDJs and CD playing type apparati.
Yeah.
So I want to know, what did you buy and how much did you drop on it and why was it a bad thing for you at the time?
Okay, so it's like a little mini story. So, what really pushed me to start DJing was my divorce, actually. Like, I needed something to cope. Music helped me cope. So then I started working at this place called Rebounders, name drop.
That's right.
And so.
It's a very fun place.
Yeah, very fun place. So I was working at this place called Rebounders. I met some people, DJ Insomnia, DJ Bass, and a couple other guys.
I thought his name was Bass.
Yeah.
Like a fish.
His name's Bass, but, you know, it's spelled the same way. So working with DJ Insomnia really kind of, like, gave me that foot in my ass to start DJing. Yeah. And so I was like, you know, I really want to start DJing. So went to a store on Virginia Beach, bought a Mixtrap Pro. Started on that first. Like, okay, cool. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. All right.
Still. Now describe a Mixtrap Pro. Okay. In regards to, I see you pantomiming. People at home can't see you. Is it a big setup or is it a small? Like, what is it?
Okay.
What does it have things, inputs into it, or what's going on with
okay,
that?
Okay. So
like Fisher Price, my first ones and twos.
In the DJ world, it is a Fisher Price my first ones and twos. You laugh, but literally in the DJ world, a Mixtrack Pro is Fisher Price my first ones and twos.
But it says Pro though.
Okay, there's a difference.
What was it, everything but being white with bright red buttons?
There's a version with that. No, okay. So there is the Mixtrack Pro. The Mixtrack Pro is pretty much a board. It's maybe about.
I get measurements. They can't see it. Audio, my dude. Audio.
I know it's audio. I would say it's about the size of a laptop. A little bit bigger.
Okay.
It's about the size of a laptop, maybe a little bit bigger. It has two turntables. They're not motorized. There's two turntables. It's a two-channel mixer. That means it has the knobs down the middle.
Little sliders, yeah.
And a crossfader, but it doesn't have the RCA jack in the back. That's a Mixtrack Pro. The Mixtrack Pro is a little bit bigger. It's a little bit thicker because it has the audio. It has the RCA jacks in the back. And it has a sound card in it.
Oh.
So you can actually play gigs with the Mixtrack Pro.
Because RCA is the pinnacle of audio quality.
Then again, we're back to Fisher Price, my first DJ setup. All
right, so that's what you started with.
That's what I started with.
So it wasn't that expensive, right?
No, that one was not that expensive.
So what did you buy that was so expensive, and how much was it? And why would you tell people, don't do this to yourself if you're trying to get in the game?
Okay, so with that in mind, just keep that in mind, I paid maybe about $250 for that.
That's not bad.
In the DJ world, that's very cheap. Came with the software I needed, this and third. I was good to go. Just sitting at home practicing. Really wasn't pursuing it. I was a hobbyist. Still being a hobbyist, maybe 3-4 months in. Excuse me.
Oh, I heard that.
Oh, yeah.
The evil
came out. Anyway, so DJ Insomnia, he was telling me about this new Newmark. At Newmark was another company that was coming out with a motorized turntable set.
Ooh.
Fancy. And it was called the NS7. The NS7 was like supposed to be the latest state of the art with a face. And I was like, I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure if I want to pay for that because I'm not that good yet. Oh, man, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Go get it. Go get it. You want to get it.
That's like some insomnia shit right there.
The thing is, with like, if you practice with crap, you're not going to get any better.
True.
So you got to kind of invest in your craft a little
kinda
bit.
Kind of, sort of.
But what happened was?
You can shine shit, but it's still shit.
So how much was this beautiful monstrosity?
Okay. So one fateful morning in November, I wake up, check my bank account.
Got hey, dollars.
Back pay from the VA. Woo!
Like I said, he a veteran. VA is Veterans Affairs.
Back pay from the VA. Didn't say nothing. I just grabbed my stuff. I went straight to Virginia Beach, bought the NS7 cold hard cash, dropped maybe $2,000 cash. Didn't care.
Goddamn, cuh.
Yeah. Dropped about $2,000 cash.
And how many times did you use the awesome NS7 that's 2 G's?
I turned that thing on 3 times.
Oh, my fucking God.
3 times. And that's why I said. Yes, and that's what I tell people. Like, this one guy, he asked me for advice because he wants to start DJing. He saw me play sometime last year. he hit me up on Facebook. Was like, hey, man, think about DJing. What should I get? And I told him, like, man, be honest with you. Do not make the same mistake I did. You want to start off with something that you're going to get comfortable with. Learn the basics first and then move your way up. He was like, oh, man, so what'd you get? It's like, man, like I told him the same story. He texts me back. Oh, that's why you're a dumbass, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, dude, I'm a dumbass. I admit, that was a dumb rookie mistake. Don't buy something that you like just because it's flashy. Buy something that you know that you're going to use.
But spinners, though,
they don't stop.
Yeah, but money does.
That is fucking a message if I ever. Yes.
Yes. I'm being honest. This is young DJ and old veteran talking at the same time.
All right. So moving on from that, don't be a dumbass and drop hella scratch on something you're not really going to use.
Yeah.
And also he said, don't get discouraged.
Why didn't you use it though?
It just wasn't comfortable. I didn't feel comfortable with it.
It was a lot better on the Fisher Price, my first ones and twos.
Yeah, because I was using that so much, it was just like it just felt more natural. Like I could lay in bed and use it. I could just like sit on.
What are you laying in bed on the ones and twos for?
Pause. Do not ask that question, Wicket, because you told me that you used to practice fretting in the dark. Laying in your bed.
This is true.
Don't you play him. All right. Do not play him.
Anyway, back to why I felt more comfortable with it. It was like because I used that one so many times.
It's what you knew.
It's what I knew, and I wasn't used to motorized turntables. I'm not a turntablist.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Know your craft. Know where you fit in on the DJ DJ
spectrum.
Yeah. Spectrum. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
So, yeah.
So, like I was saying, why not get discouraged? Why not get told one time, hey, man, you ain't shit, and just give up?
Because, in all honesty, if you hear that, okay, you got no expectations. You got to realize, especially now, since this is like the epicenter of DJ, of I want to be a DJ right now.
Yeah, it's the new flavor of the week.
Since it's the 30-second flavor.
So you want to be a DJ now on Fox?
Yeah.
Oh my God, isn't that a thing?
It was going to be. They had Masters of the Mix. That was close, but.
Hmm.
But since everybody and their grandma wants to be a DJ now, you really can't get discouraged because a lot of these promoters out here, it's not the aspect of them actually knowing the music. They're going for a look.
Yep.
So, and I, you know what? I can't deny it. You got a little bit of talent and a look. Hey.
Didn't Spike cover that as well?
Yes. Said, yeah. Like I said, the flash, you got to have the flash to get them in the door, but you got to have the craft to keep them there.
That is true.
Boosh.
But a lot of guys, a lot of DJs out here.
They ain't got no craft.
I'm just being honest.
They calling themselves a craft beer, but they're really a Bud Light Platinum.
Dude, them bitches are delicious though.
Yes, they are. They're very smooth going down.
Horrible coming up.
Oh.
But so don't get discouraged. Basically, know that, you know your wheelhouse and know that everyone's fucking jockeying for position in regards to I want to do this right now.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks they the best and they not the best.
DJing is the new web designer.
Don't go from the bedroom to Grammy Theater. Don't go to Grammy Theater expecting a DJ when you've been DJing.
Don't go to Grammy Theater, period.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying,
we talked about an establishment.
No, what I'm saying, though, I'm saying it in, like, aspect of tiers. Like, I know, like, a lot of local DJs around here, before the scene kind of blew up, they was doing house parties, warehouses, just, like, random get-togethers. And then when the clubs start picking up, they start going breakdowns with the clubs. And then, like, some of them start going out to festivals and then working way up.
Yeah.
Cupcake houses.
Yeah. I mean, dude, we went to a rave at a pizzeria one time.
Dude, we did, and it was hilarious.
Hey, that's another story.
Was there any hood soccer moms at that?
Actually, yes.
Hood soccer moms?
Yeah, because we were on the oceanfront.
No, hood soccer moms was the cupcake shop.
Yeah, but besides the cupcake shop, when it was on the strip, I saw the hood soccer moms too.
Oh, okay.
They everywhere. They out there.
They out in force?
In force on the strip.
Okay.
But so don't get discouraged and know your tears. Basically,
Play your position. I'm not saying don't shoot for the stars, but, you know, kind of realize what you're doing.
Like The Rock would say, know your role.
Know your role, shut your mouth, pretty much.
Basically. All right. So also now we can get to the fun part.
Okay.
Fun part.
Always.
Give me one train wreck gig that you have done. It doesn't matter, high end or low end. Was something where you came into it and you just knew from like within 2 minutes of being there, this is gonna be bad for you playing.
Okay. I'm not sounding cocky.
Yeah.
I'm being God honest. Out of all the gigs I've done, I've not had a train wreck.
No, not you train wrecking during the set.
No. I'm saying like
just, you went in, they had like non-polarized plugs.
What the fuck? The only time I can really think of like a bad set I've had, like it just went bad, was the cupcake shop. The last time I did the cupcake shop. Like I was begging the dude, like, all right, man, can I DJ? No, you use Fisher Price, my first play set stuff, and this, that, and the third.
You ain't ready for the real shit.
Yeah, you ain't ready. Okay, cool.
Nigga, they selling cupcakes.
Yeah, they sell cupcakes.
Try to do the EDM cupcake. I mean,
hey, I was advertising the hell out of that place, man. I'm like, dude, it's 21 and up. Booze, cupcake, booze and cupcakes.
That's all you need, man.
That's all you need, like booze, cupcakes, and music. That's all you need.
Yeah.
And then we start selling wings. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
When they start selling wings? Damn.
Oh, them wings. Oh.
The fire.
The tail end of the boot. Yeah. The very tail end.
So
anyway.
One DJ, you ain't ready. I want DJ. And they were probably like, fine, fuck it, go for it.
Yeah. And then so finally, it was like pretty much the last one. It was scheduled on the exact day. It was a schedule of the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Oh,
so they knew nobody was in their mama. If you wasn't showing that fight, nobody was going nowhere unless you was showing that fight.
Little did they know
how bad that fight was.
Oh,
they could have been shaking ass, yeah, eating some hot wings, some cupcakes.
Yep,
right.
Yeah,
in that order.
So
right. Yeah.
That night, I went in
one of each hand.
And I showed up. I was like, man, I'm late because I fell asleep and I woke up. I was like, oh shit, I'm late. Zoomed my ass like I was doing like 90 on 64.
Don't say that, man. Cops might be listening.
They'd be all right. It's past it. They can't hold me against it. I was doing like 90 on 64 and I got down there. I was like, man, I'm sorry, I'm late. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. So get in there, start playing. They had like a little pre something going on. Maybe there's like a silent auction or something. So anyway, started playing. I'm jamming. So they start leaving. Like, okay. So early. A little early. Okay.
Define early.
It's like 9:30, 10.
Yeah, it's early.
Club early.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, prime hours like 11 something. Nobody's in there. It's three people. It's three people playing. There's three people in there. Me, the other DJ, and this other girl. And the other girl's like, hey, I gotta head out.
Ooh.
And she leaves. So it's just me and the other DJ.
Damn.
And we're just sitting there. And the bartenders.
Bless they hard, they gotta get paid.
Yeah. And the owner actually left the went to go watch the fight.
Wow.
And he came back.
Wow.
He's like, all right, shut it off.
Damn.
So, yeah, that was my train wreck experience. So, that's why I tell people, it's like, with the new group I'm in, Hannah Rose EDM.
What up? Product plug.
Got a Facebook page for that?
Yeah.
What is it?
Hampton Roads EDM. Hampton Roads EDM. That's what it is.
There's no HREDM. It's just Hampton Roads.
It's Hampton Roads EDM.
On Facebook.com.
Oh, on Facebook.
Thank you.
So,
you tell them, the guys in that group, like, hey, man.
I tell them about my past experiences, and it was like, hey, kind of want to avoid, when you throw events, kind of want to avoid major stuff going on, because you're not going to get people. Yeah. Like, I told them, like, any con weekend, especially around this area, like, I was telling like, NecoCon, AMA, Oda, maybe. Oda's kind of iffy, but, like, Katsu. Don't.
They're all gone.
The crowd's gone. Unless you
especially trying to do an EDM event at a cupcake shop.
Yeah,
but no, we don't do that. We actually do it at arcade now.
Yes. What up, Raven Busters? Apparently they sell ice cream. Ain't Shut that up. Right, Wicked.
Yep.
you shut your whore mouth.
Ice cream with the Raven Busters. Oh yeah.
Going so, down right. smooth. So that's some solid knowledge. You think you want to throw it to our second song?
I believe I'm ready to throw out a second song.
Throw out a second song.
Provided by our guest, Hugh. You want to introduce it?
What is the song?
Yeah, the song's called Never Say Never. It's by Basement Jack. I actually found this song.
Thanks to?
No. I found it before you.
You fucking liar. I found it first.
No, I found it before you.
He lying.
No,
I found it. Play the song.
World star.
World star.
Play the song.
Play the song. Play the song.
Oh, never mind. We try, we love, we conquered. I won't forget the taste. Oh no, I'll never say never again. I'll never say never, I'll never say never again.
Mentioned briefly that my boy Q, local upstart DJ, if you will, is a white woman connoisseur of the finest of the white women.
I love the white women.
We love the white women. We love everything about them. We love the way they smell, the way they keep their hair.
Jasmine hips.
Mm-hmm. We love everything about the white girls, you know. But what makes you a white girl connoisseur, Mr. Q?
In all honesty, I'm a woman connoisseur.
No, we said you a white woman connoisseur.
I like all flavors.
You like all flavors. See, he is.
Well, see, he has a pussyology degree.
Oh, Lord.
But so, he had that white girl major.
Yeah, I was majoring in white girls.
So you majored in white girls. Yeah. Why major in white girls? And tell the world why would one major in the Caucasian persuasion?
I'm gonna be honest. It's the way I grew up. Because
you grew up in ATL, Sean.
I actually know. I didn't grow up in Atlanta.
This nigga didn't grow up in Atlanta. Kick him off the show. He done. Kill the mic. Everybody go home.
Oh God. No, I'm real.
Ain't loyal.
Oh God. No, okay. For people don't know, my hometown is Warner Robins, Georgia.
Oh hell, that's where my boys living now.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Warner Robins, Georgia. If you're in the Air Force. If you're in the Air Force, got Air Force relatives, you know it's Robins Air Force Base. That's my hometown. I was born and raised there, lived there for 22 years. And the majority of my schools that I went to was predominantly white. So The only thing I had to look at was white women.
Uh-huh. See, so that makes sense.
That's where the specialist honed his craft.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
Now, if you will.
Now, we're going to piss off the sisters. We're going to piss off the Latinas.
We're
going to piss off all of them because we're going to talk about white girls for a little bit.
I could talk about white girls all day.
I said for a little bit. We can't do the show all day there, Daddy.
I know.
So, my thing when it comes to white girls, as a brother, strong black man.
Revolution.
Long, strong, down to get the friction off.
That's right.
Revolution.
The thing is, we date black girls. We do not fucking discriminate. When a black man says, oh, I like white women, they don't mean I like white women only.
Exclusively.
It's not even exclusively. Oh, it's Lord. Not even a preferential statement. You know, it's a joke because we're going to take it back.
Oh.
That joke, what is the joke from Blazing Saddles? What is the joke from Blazing Saddles?
Okay, I didn't see Blazing Saddles. So.
You didn't see Blazing Saddles?
No, I didn't.
You don't know where all the white women at?
Oh, where the white women at?
That comes from Blazing Saddles.
I never knew that, but thank you for educating me.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pull your black card, nigga. Hold up.
Pull it.
But no. So Blazing Saddles is an old fucking spaghetti western spoof movie, and it has the actor. I'm going to fuck
Gene
up.
Wilder.
Gene Wilder, yes. Thank you.
And Gene Wilder.
And the black guy.
And the black guy. So Gene Wilder and the black guy are trying to lure some racist white dudes to, like, into an ambush. And so they're like, oh, we don't know what to do. So Gene Wilder says, hey, fellas, and pulls the black dude in the frame. And all he says, where are all the white women at? And they go, raw, and they chase him. So that's where the joke comes from.
Thank you, sir.
It's a bit.
Thank you, sir.
We always say that.
Message.
We prefer, thank you. The reason that we prefer white women is a gag. Now, other brothers, they will justify, oh, I like white girls. Because I don't like drama. I don't like dealing with a sister's attitude. Listen.
Because he's close and loyal.
Exactly. Every woman has attitude. Yes. It doesn't matter their creed or color or where they from. Every woman got attitude. I'm going to deal with that shit.
I'm going to tell you something. Steve Harvey. He actually dropped some knowledge. If you actually listen to Steve Harvey, dude dropped some serious knowledge. Half the time you can't listen to
because
you
all can't trust him because nigga wore a wig for years and then came out and was like, I'm bald.
That is true.
I can't trust him.
That is true.
You can't trust a man that you go blind looking at a suit.
Exactly.
Message!
So, all right, Steve Harvey dropped knowledge on this.
He was like, it wasn't per se like just white women, but it was like women. It was like basically relationships in general. It was like basically, I don't know, mic keep dropping.
Oh, man, I got to tighten it up. We got to get tech over there.
I know. But basically.
What kind of ship you think we're running? We got techs.
I know.
Finn, hook it up.
Basically, he was like, everybody got some crazy. You just got to find the person who could deal with your crazy and the person you can deal with.
Or, as my daddy said it simply, everybody's crazy. You just got to find the brand of crazy that you are willing and can deal with.
Yes.
Paraphrase that shit.
There you go.
My pops. Papa Truth, if you will. So, no, like the whole white girl thing is just hilarious because for our area, most white women do not fuck with the brothers.
Oh, no.
For the most part. Not our scene. Our area. Hampton Roads area.
Very true.
In our scene, there's a high ratio of Caucasian women to black dudes. That's just how it happened. That's
why? Don't you remember that picture from the Booker T prom?
Oh, dude. Fuck yeah.
That went viral.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, Explain Wicked. Explain.
It was a line of like five white girls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Five black dudes. Yeah.
Every white father's worst nightmare.
Yeah, I saw that one.
The funny thing is most of the people commenting on that had no idea what the racial makeup of Booker T was. They didn't realize that was all the white girls from the school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they were doing them white girls a solid.
Yeah, they made them, they made them feel accepted.
Well, they probably gave them a solid little that night.
Oh, hey, what up,
though? They probably what took the sauce from each other.
Well, no. So my whole thing, my outlook in regards to dating, interracial dating in regards to black on white, is that we are not connoisseurs. We just talk that shit because it's funny.
Yes, it's very funny.
It's hilarious. It's now, like mind you, I am dating a Caucasian woman. And it's not because, oh, man, I've been hunting a white girl down. I finally got one.
Well, it's because she gave you a house and a car.
I mean, she did, man. She spoiled you, boy.
She spoiled him.
I came up in the world, and she is an amazing.
Theme playing.
She is an amazing woman, though, by the way.
Yes.
And, you know, but be that as it may, dudes that just fucking go for one race, you're racist. I don't give a shit who you are. If you're like, oh, I only date this, I don't matter if it is your race or not your race, you're fucking racist.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit who you are.
Okay, so
love is blind, nigga. It would take over your mind.
All right, but on that aspect, I'm gonna have to differ with you. I know we boys, but I'm actually gonna differ on that too.
Oh,
because, and actually point this at the sisters. I don't care who I piss off, because right when you talk this, if you heard some cracking earlier, that was my knuckles because I was getting ready to go in on this.
Oh shit, he was ready. He been waiting for the shout.
Damn. Yep.
Damn.
But anyway, so. After this is from personal experience. After my breakup, my ex-wife. Anyway, so started looking around. I got to this little rave scene. It's not a little rave scene. My bad. Didn't mean to use the word little. Got to the scene and started looking around. I was like, oh, okay, nice people, cool. All right, where's the black girls? Didn't see too many. All right, cool. Whatever.
There's a pocket of black raver girls.
It's maybe 10 that I can count.
We say. By the way, once again, disclaimer, we say rave, it's a placeholder for EDM culture. But who the fuck EDM says events. EDM events?
And EDM dance parties.
Yeah.
That happen at cupcake shops.
And arcades.
So, you know, when we say raver, we don't mean like, oh, we all pop Molly and that bullshit. No, we all like to dance to the unts.
Well,
that's a raver.
I've seen some of them. They look like they on so much Molly.
Yeah, there are a few that
yeah, we don't like those people. We don't like those people.
Anyway.
So the ones that
small black chicks.
Okay. So the pocket of small black chicks that I did find, I was trying to talk to them. It's like, hey, you know, how you doing? I mean, I'm not saying I'm Denzel Washington, this motherfucker, but I'm just
smooth as a motherfucker on the mic though, ladies. What's up?
I don't know. They go hear this. Is that cute? They're like, is that cute? I'm like, yeah, baby, it's cute. Anyway. So I had a few that I was trying to talk to. A lot of them, what I've come to find out, don't like black guys.
Surprise, surprise.
No, surprise, motherfucker. See? But see, yeah, a lot of them they don't like black guys. They like whites and Asians. Now here I am. And here I am, like, what the hell? What
some racist shit.
It's some racist ass bullshit. Like, I'm just like, okay. But see, let them same girls see you with a white girl.
Oh, they would turn sister 100%.
How come you
real quick?
You all talking about where the white women at? Where the sisters at? Why you can't date a black girl? I tried to talk to you. Well, I don't count because I only like white guys and Asians. I'm like,
bitch.
Do you hear yourself?
No, they don't because they crazy.
They cray cray. They straight up cray cray.
No.
But,
Yeah, so sisters be tripping.
Yeah, sisters be
tripping. Since the beginning of time.
Sisters be tripping.
Mm-hmm, you know.
But yeah,
it takes a very special woman.
But to be fair, sisters of all persuasions be tripping.
That is true. But I'm the type of person that is like, you got to practice what you preach. If you have a problem with me dating a white woman, don't date a white dude.
Exactly.
If you have a problem.
Double motherfucking standard.
Yeah, don't pull that double standard bullshit with me. Because I really hate the double standard. Because I already got two things knocking against me. Three things. I'm tall, black, and fat.
I mean, you ain't that fat, cuz.
I'm chubby like a motherfucker.
I mean, you fluffy.
Yeah, everybody talking about, ooh.
He traded in a thick pack for a keg long time ago.
Yeah, you're damn right.
But keg's better for a party.
Hey, what up, nigga? So.
This ain't a keg. This my sex tummy. Ooh.
Yo, keep him warm in the winter.
I know. Give him shade in the summer.
But no. So, yeah, that's basically the gist of this bit, just to drop knowledge on those who don't understand that when we say what a white woman is, and when any black guy you hear talks about how much he loves white girls, it's just a joke. Don't take that shit seriously.
Don't take it personal.
Basically. Baby, 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 don't take it personal.
Oh, sorry, my black side came out again.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need on this show. Because I ain't doing it. Fucking, I'm Mocha Karma, nigga. What up?
I'm in the middle.
So we done established she's that smooth karma for Latino brother.
Exactly. So we're going to throw after that coughing fit.
Actually, we're going to watch a video.
We're going to watch a video? You want to throw it to the last song and then the video and end it
out? No. We're going to do the video first. Then we're going to do a song. Then we're going to come back to the exits. I was watching some pornographies the other day.
This nigga, we watching porn. Baby, I'm sorry.
Hide the Jergens.
Everybody, hands where I keep your hands where my eyes can see, as Busta Bus would say.
My hands on the dog.
That's not right. Get your hands off my damn
dog. Finger kick me. Finger kick me. Like, nah, nigga, boom.
Oh my God, this says, you jizz has a cartoon monocle top hat mustache.
What you know about you jizz?
Comic Sans. I'm afraid.
What you know about you jizz?
All right, just so we're not even gonna set this up, right?
No. I will say how I found this after you watched the video.
Oh God, I'm afraid.
The name of the video is Miss Stevens.
I'm scared. Misty? Hold me. Don't hold me. Stay over there.
And it was uploaded by. Say what the username is.
Ness Manga. So Nintendo Manga, NES. Restricted 18. Okay, I'm afraid. We're not watching this whole thing, are we? What? Okay, why is motivational shit there? We got some like Pac-Man stuff about video games affecting kids. Jack Zone Entertainment. This looks old as shit because it's square format. There's a Pikachu cat. There's a cat painted like Pikachu, and it's in NES Manga Presents. I'm afraid. Rachel Stevens. Is she a known porn star?
I don't know.
She gotta be.
Oh.
Okay, we get a Ness Manga TV. I've seen the nigga's name 3 times. Oh no. Okay, this chick is going ham on the penis. And it's an old dude and young girl. It's anime incarnate, you know, whatever. She's got huge tits, looks 15. But this is like fast forward. Is this like the whole thing in fast forward? I'm just watching epic boob jobs right now. There's no penetration. It's just straight up. Wait. Miss Stevens was a real lady, and now we see Miss Stevens in quotes. And she's, okay, some S&M shit going on.
But this is our soundtrack, though.
What's up
this
with
is like
soundtrack?
Straight up 8-bit dubstep porn.
I will never hear this song the same again. I hope I never, ever hear this song. This is like some fucking 50 Shades of Grey shit right now.
No. 50 Shades of Grey, this is actually.
Wait for it.
138 BPM.
That's not the magic number.
Oh, yeah. What's the magic BPM number?
It's 128.
128.
You got to start with 125. All
right. How far has the show devolved that we're watching hentai and giving a play-by-play for it? Why are we doing this?
Why does nigga come on her face and shit look like damn egg custard?
Yeah, true. What's going on, Wicked? Why is this happening to me?
Why is he painting?
Why is it, there's a dude painting.
I don't know.
She looks 12.
Dude. Okay.
With pink hair.
Okay, so just letting people know, Japan just outlawed child pornography last year. Just letting you know.
All right. So is hentai falling child porn?
Yes.
Man, the weeaboos are fucked.
Yes.
Now I can stop this if you want now, because I think you've got about as much of the funny as they're going to get out of this.
Okay. All right. So we're going to elaborate on this, I'm guessing.
No, we're not going to elaborate. We're just going to strike this from our memories. We're going to burn this shit with fire.
Just let know, your time on the show for 2 minutes and 32 seconds, we talked about a hentai set to weird fucking house.
No, that wasn't house. That was some bullshit.
That was some bullshit.
Okay, whatever music you just heard playing, don't play it in a club if you're a DJ.
I mean, if the weeb's here, they
No.
They might start butt cupping.
Oh, God, no. Oh, dear God.
So, Wicket, thank you for that treat, because dear God, I will not forget it, because this is going to be immortalized on the show forever for the world.
Yo, that should be y'all do intro right there.
Oh, shit.
What had happened was, you know, sometimes you get on the pornographies and you start searching for weird keywords.
What was the keywords?
Dubstep.
I figured.
Oh, well, fuck it. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I figured.
That was the only thing that popped up.
Hey, yo, real talk, though. When this shit came up, I thought y'all was going to put on Stroking Mine.
Oh, yo, I still haven't seen it all the way through.
I still haven't watched it.
Watch it, because I want to watch it, talk about it.
I haven't watched it yet.
I saw it up to the point when it looks like the Pikachu thing was going to get on with the Misty thing. And the Brock and the Nurse Joy people were about to go in.
I know Brock finally got Nurse Joy.
There was a looked like fleshlight with teeth.
Oh!
Called Suck You Dry. And there was a Squirtle, but the Squirtle was a dildo. There was Team Rocket. Rocket came out to fight, and he sicked Pikachu on him, and Pikachu used a squirting attack to fend Team Rocket off.
You know, Sucky Dry is a real thing, right?
What do you mean?
That's an actual fleshlight that came out about the time Twilight came out.
Oh.
They also have a vampire dildo, too. Has, like, bats and veins and shit on it.
That's pretty metal.
They also have an avatar fleshlight and dildo. The vagina is triangular.
Well, nah, that's
Do you start
thing.
Doing the airbending shit? If you're a girl.
Wrong avatar.
Wrong avatar.
Oh.
Blue people avatar.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other avatar.
No.
When you say avatar, I think last airbender, because I was about to make a joke. So if you start, so if you want a girl squirt, you start doing water bending?
Nah, that's that cat girl pussy.
Oh, no. That 7-foot monkey pussy.
That little cat, if you will. I can't believe this just happened. I'm reevaluating my life.
So you want to go to the last song now?
Yeah, we're going to
hear
the last song.
And forget this ever happened.
We'll
please.
It ever happened, but everyone's going to talk about it.
Well, since we just watched some pornographies, I feel it's appropriate we listen to a song with the word come in it.
So we it has come in it?
Yes. Come Down by Bush.
Yo!
You planned this, you sneaky motherfucker, you.
This nigga right here. And welcome back. So this was a very entertaining, awesome, magical show.
Enlightening in many ways.
In many ways.
Always.
So what did we learn, gentlemen? Q, what did you learn?
I've learned not to be a bitch.
Wicked, what did you learn?
There's dubstep pornography that doesn't really have dubstep in it.
And I've learned nothing because I know all because I am
Dosh. He learned nothing because he finally got his drink.
Exactly. I am Dosh Truffin, a.k.a. Da Truth. I don't need to learn shit.
And so.
Not conceited.
Not in the least.
This is the truth. It's tatted on my arm for a reason.
Lord.
And we're going to wrap. And I think that's a, we'll call this a show. Thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. And thank you, Q, for joining us.
No problem.
You know, with time constraints and especially because you're about to haul ass to your gig tonight.
Yeah. But yeah,
there's no point in plugging it because this is gonna go up after it.
I know, but I got other events to plug.
Oh, plug your other events. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, like by the time y'all hear this, y'all probably heard. Oh my God, AMA was so epic. Those two DJs.
Two DJs.
Kakame X and Kakame X, Dwayne and DJ Q Sweat.
Exactly.
AKA Team Black Man X.
That's a cool name. I like it.
Yeah, we're gonna tear it down AMA this weekend. After that, next place I'm playing is Hotties. I'm at Hotties pretty much every Saturday night.
So if you ain't got shit to do on Saturday, and I hear, oh, man, I ain't got nothing to do on Saturday, put on your fucking best stepping out dancing clothes, get your makeup right, mm-hmm. head to Hotties.
Yeah, flow toys are accepted, and vapes. If you're a vapor and you want to go to a club.
Or as Wicked would say, filthy vapist.
Those filthy vapists. We actually have... Or vape shops that's from the area. We have them come in, set up shop. You can get your juices at the club.
Hey, that's what's good. Get your juice up on a Saturday night while you're drinking and hanging out and listen to some badass unts bitches. Yeah. So once again,
One more event. On July 31st, I will be DJing with Kakame X, DJ Aztec, and DJ Shydot at Vertigo for V-Chip, the fourth round.
Word. Is that it?
That is it.
Are you sure?
And the last event I'm plugging because I do the
contractual obligations.
Yep. The 4th of July celebration at Raven Busters. DJ Insomnia, DJ Steven Dotson, DJ Insomnia, DJ 41K, and my boo, Miss Erica.
Is there more than one Raven Busters in the, or more than one Dave and Busters in the area? So they actually
know. No, there is one Dave and Busters in Virginia Beach.
Oh, okay.
So they know.
Is one
they
day
don't sell ice cream.
They know. They know.
Yep. DJ Erica B.
Is that all?
That is all, Mr. Truffin.
That's what I.
You can't handle the Truffin.
Any more? Any websites or Facebooks you want to throw out again?
My DJ page. Get them likes up to 100. That's my first milestone. DJ Q. Search DJ Q. You'll see my face pop up.
Q spelled how?
Huh. DJ Q Q U E.
All right.
Word. And Hampton's EDM.
And Hemp Rose EDM, shout out, Revolution.
And that it?
So, and
and Dot Stuff and Things, shout out.
Woo! Just put up a new photo set of rollerblading.
if you're listening to this, you probably already know the website, ec3cast.com.
Or my favorite, expensivecheese.com, links you to it.
Goes right to it.
Also found on Dot Stuff and Things.
If you want to send any mail to the show, send it to mail@ec3cast.com.
We'll talk about your topics if you want us to.
That's right. We will talk about anything you want, from white girls.
If you send us a picture, we might shout you out.
To 138 BPM anime porn, apparently.
You sound so disappointed to say that.
It should have been at 128. We know 128 is the magic number.
Praise be unto DJ Zac Efron.
And so, we can close it out.
I believe that's the show. So for our guest, Q.
Thank you. You're too far too proud.
For Dosh Truffin and myself, Wicked Child, love life, love yourself, love Jello.
Direction to Grinshaw, man.
Boy, you better get your crusty behind away from me.
Man, I fucked your dick, man.
What
you say to me?
I'll suck your dick, man.
Oh, man. All right, so what you want to do, my man, go to the corner, go about 3 blocks down, and make a right, and you'll be right there on Crenshaw. All right, sure.